Now is this one working? Yes. Well, thank you, Pat. And thanks very much to everybody for attending. I'd like to bow to everybody. You've heard from nearly all the speakers how they planned their talks. My plan for summing up was to take some key points from each of the talks and just kind of perhaps the odd quotation or two and note them down and tell you about them now. But everything we've heard since yesterday morning, I think, has been key. And it is going to take us all several days, maybe the rest of our lifetimes, to digest it. We've heard about paradox. We've heard about prayer. We've heard about inner paths, inner work, outer paths, social injustice, social change, challenging institutions, merging the East with the West, Asian philosophy versus Western philosophy. All encompassed in this huge and very, very complex issue of engaged Buddhism. Our title, Western Buddhism, Engaged Buddhism, question mark. I think we can remove the question mark, but we, each one of us, has to do it. And there's a lot of us here. In one sense, we are all one. But in another sense, we each have our own particular skills and aptitudes and backgrounds that make whatever is easiest and best for us to do and is valid for us, we can start there. We haven't had many solutions. We've had ideas. Can we individually and as individuals coming together collectively, can we together remove some of the obstacles along the way using our inner path work to transform the outer world and in particularly transform the current situation in the world crisis we find ourselves in? We do all have a part to play, and we all know that. The question we each need to ask ourselves is, where do I stand? What can I do? Who and how can I help? As Simon said first off, is my heart open? Is my mind open? Am I raising questions about myself and my engagement? Jake, to start with, gave us a tour de force on the problems the world is facing. But I don't think we are oblivious to the vast catastrophic suffering that overwhelms most of the world. We are overwhelmed by the problem. We are overwhelmed by what we can do about it. But we should, and we can, do something. We can do something little that maybe will turn into something big, as with the Occupy movement. And I think with the talks we've heard, that thing might be for you the kind of Buddhism that you do all the time. Awareness as you go along, which is what Fiona was talking about. You are not in your cave under the railway station. You are taking a bus holiday the whole time, noticing how you react. noticing all those things, the judgments, the greed, the hatred, the ignorance, the whole shooting match, and your reaction to it. And gradually, 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 with this inner work, we can transform ourselves. And as Jan said, we will never be ready enough to do that. We have to transform ourselves and take on the outer path, the outer work, together and now. Because if we don't start now, we never will. And what better time to start than tonight, tomorrow, after this conference, even if you don't think you can. There's a few addresses up there. In Ken's talk, he ended up with the suggestion that we should form amity groups, which I think there is one going in London, and these are groups of like-minded people who are on an inner path route, such as Buddhists, Quakers, humanists, psychotherapists, whoever is looking in to find out what they are, what their own personal shadow might be in relation to our world and our situation. Groups of like-minded people to have a discussion, to open a debate with an open heart on how can we can all work together to move forward to some kind of solution to our outer problems. So if you'd like to join one of these amity groups, then send an email to Karen, whose address is up there. If you don't know how to meditate, I would strongly advise you to have a go. Okay, and if you are a meditator, then continue your practice. What if that's the only thing you can do? You can do that. You may not be up a mountain, but continue to practice, continue to observe your own reaction to whatever is going on. And by drip, drip, drip effect, gradually, you can transform your own self-concerns, your own anger, your own hatred, your own greed into something that is more positive and hopefully, and most definitely, will go in the direction of compassion and wisdom. The principles of engaged Buddhism, Jake listed for us. Here they are. I might have got them wrong, but they are all recorded if I have got them slightly wrong. Compassionate action, not dogma, theory, or precedent. Not knowing. I don't have an answer. Self-examination. Non-violence. Openness to suffering, interconnectedness, transforming anger, and moment-to-moment awareness, ethical and personal behavior, not forgetting care for oneself. Jan gave us a wonderful, honest talk, didn't she, about her background and her upbringing with the civil rights movement, comparing Martin Luther King to the Buddha, I think, which was wonderful. The Buddha didn't stay blissed out. He went into the world to do something. Martin Luther King certainly did, and the whole civil rights movement and abolition of segregation in America is down to him. He was a black Baptist. And when I looked him up on Wikipedia, his most famous speech is, "I have a dream." I think we have a dream. I'm not Martin Luther King. None of us are, although we've got some people who might come near to him. But our dream must be a Buddhistic change or a Buddhist change to the social fabric of our world and a Buddhist challenge to our institutions, that David Loy later, late this afternoon, kind of summarized in such an exceptionally brilliant way. Jan talked about checking up, didn't she? That's a really useful one. Check up. What's going on now? Where am I now? Yeah? Terribly easy. We can do it all the time. But we mustn't allow it to allow that check up, to increase anxiety and hesitancy. We must just let the check up, adjust our way of being. Ubuntu, that's another lovely word, into being. Generous compassion. We belong in a bundle of life. We belong to a greater whole. We share with each other and we are responsible for each other. That's what we do with our families, most of us, hopefully. Can we do that a little bit further out? Friends, colleagues, neighbours, further out in our local organisations, our local communities, or internationally. We've had the Dhammapada quoted a couple of times, verse 183. In all this, do not do any evil. Undertake what is good to purify your own mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Purifying our own mind. We had a flavour of what that challenge might be in the exercises we did yesterday afternoon. Taking a step, crossing that line with those straightforward but difficult questions we were all asked. I don't suppose was any one of us who wasn't moved. A tear or tears in several eyes. That's emotional awareness. It's recognizing your pain. And in the words that Jan said, after each crossing of the line, after each step forward, recognizing your pain, we send you our love and give deep bows. We should do that for each other and also for ourselves. We mustn't deny our own way of being. We mustn't deny our feelings and our emotions. Because if we do, we will lose our intuition. We will lose our humanity in the world. And we won't have a hope in hell of being fully engaged in the right sort of way. So what does engaged mean to you? Can you still remember where your score was on the broomstick? Can you still act on what would take your score a little bit higher or lower? I can't remember which way we were going. And then Devin told us with charming humility about Angulimala, a concrete way of being engaged. Now, that's not for all of us to work in prisons, a really tricky, difficult job. If you remember his story of Angulimala, and the Buddha came to Angulimala, and then there was this chase, and the Buddha was rushing off into the distance, and Angulimala was catching up on him. The Buddha said, I have stopped Angulimala. It is you that has not stopped. So, every so often, my advice to you is to stop. Turn your attention back and see what's going on. You can just stop for a couple of moments, stop your mind going when you're on the bus, when you're on the way to work. Or you can stop for longer and go on a retreat. Or you can come to a meditation group, or you can join the network of engaged Buddhists. To be engaging, to engage, the pathway is about full emotional awareness of yourself. And from that full emotional awareness there comes a kind of power that enables you to do things you might not otherwise have thought you had the capacity for. Think of Ken. That closely argued, brilliant, and impossible to summarise or even to take out significant points, his argument. An alternative to ideology, open theory, and social wisdom. But I remember his two blessings, the blessings given to him by the Communist Party card, and the blessing when he took refuge in the Buddha. The Communist Party outer path was a vow to undertake the greatest project one can, which is the liberation of mankind. His inner inquiry into his own being, into his self, his existential Buddhist inquiry, he vowed to liberate all beings. And he did say in his talk he was going to tell us how he'd put these two together. But I couldn't find the answer in your talk as to how you did this, Ken. There must be an answer, but it is through hard work, personal engagement with the inner and the outer. And I do trust that with age and with experience and with wisdom, these two can and do come together. The coming together of movements for social justice, movements of peace, gender, ecology, civil rights, those social justice movements with traditions of contemplative inner work. But there's a little verse that might help us from the art gallery in Aberystwyth. I don't remember the author. I am the no-hope canary singing in the deepest gallery of the coal mine below the vaults of borrowed money. The no-hope canary. Fiona's first words were relax and listen. If we're going to be engaged, those are pretty good tips. Okay, relax and listen. And a wonderful, wonderful talk. Ending, practice is not separated from life. Engaged Buddhism is life. Life is practice. Practice is engaged. In work and everyday life, know what is going on and don't lose your authenticity. Authenticity. Can you understand your own authentic self? Meditation certainly helps. And Fiona's buzzword was to build a big bodhisattva society. Now that would certainly help David Cameron, wouldn't it? A big bodhisattva society. Try out new ways of being. Have a go. knowing that you will make mistakes. You need your friends alongside you. You need to discuss things with them and accept your mistakes. So we've talked, had several different words for our engaged Buddhism. Socially engaged Buddhism, applied Buddhism, and active Buddhism. They're all slightly different, but I think in our Western Buddhism, engaged Buddhism context, we could choose which of those might be right for us. And then this afternoon, wow, David Loy, a brilliant, brilliant critique. You've only just heard David Loy's talk, so I don't really need to do anything to remind you about it, thank goodness. Western dualism in the Abrahamic tradition, good and evil, the Greeks. The points about Western civilization, social change, and justice. From our knowledge of Asian Buddhist inner work, our knowledge of karma, and our understanding of wisdom versus ignorance, that duality one is trying to work to overcome, our knowledge of awakening, if you like, can we in our lives bring that together? Greed, hatred, and ignorance. If we understand those, if we understand the second noble truth and keep working at it, we can transform what David wonderfully called our motivations, the way we go about things. And he brilliantly put this into an institutional, corporate sense by saying our economic system institutionalizes the greed of the second noble truth. Our military system institutionalizes the hatred, and our media system institutionalizes the ignorance. We do need radical change. Because all these poisons, if you like, are affected both individually and institutionally by the attitude that we don't have enough, by the sense of lack, sense of insecurity, and we need all these things, all this stuff, fame, beauty, money, sex, war, to fill them up. Makes me feel a little tired. I think we are all tired. But collectively, amongst us, we do have the tools to make a start. And we must do it. We must get on and do it. Each speaker has told you a little about themselves. Well, I'm Hilary, and I have a wonderful son. My son, Tim, worked for Lehman Brothers, and he has been on training courses in Wall Street until Lehman Brothers collapsed. I love Tim, but he's my son. I don't like what he's doing, but he's not all of that. And I can't find it, but Jan had a quote from Martin Luther King. If you see evil, it's only a part of that person. It's only a part of that person now. It is not that full, whole person. So look beyond. This is Martin Luther King telling you, it's not me, although I feel kind of. Just be careful how you do it. But look beyond that evil and see what else is there. because there is surely a huge amount to be positive about. So I think that is my summing up. I'm not taking questions. But I am going to lead a quarter of an hour's meditation, because that is fundamentally what we need to do. That is our basis. It is not our escape. And we're going to start the meditation by saying together a Tibetan prayer. I'll say each line and then everybody can follow it. Then we will have 15 minutes meditation, and we will conclude the conference by saying together the Bodhisattva vows. And I'm sure in whatever tradition you are, you each have your own Bodhisattva vows. It doesn't matter which words you use. I shall say, I vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. I vow to cut off endless vexations. I vow to master limitless approaches to Dharma. I vow to attain supreme Buddhahood. That will be 5 o'clock and time to go home. So many thanks to all of you. Say these words after me. In my heart, I turn to the three jewels of refuge. In my heart, I turn to the three jewels of refuge. May I save suffering beings and place them in bliss. May I save suffering beings and place them in bliss. May the compassionate spirit of love grow within me. May the compassionate spirit of love grow within me, so that I may complete the enlightening path. So that I may complete the enlightening path.